The following message is brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If you need additional information, visit firstbaptistchurchwch.org.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Come on, we can do better than that. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Now, I'm going to tell you what has happened in Christendom is that we have taken commands and used them as greetings, and it has diluted the command. So we say praise the Lord as a greeting. Praise the Lord is not a greeting. If you see me at Kroger and you command me to praise the Lord, I might get locked up. If you see me at the hospital and you command me to praise God, it may be inappropriate for the setting. But this is a great setting for me to tell somebody, praise the Lord, everybody! Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Somebody ought to praise him. Somebody ought to praise him. Yes, 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 yes. Man, you better let that organ go. You better let that organ go, because I get excited. Hey, glory, glory. I'm sorry, you got to excuse me. Okay, I'm in the right place. I'm in the right place. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Listen. Listen, I don't know what y'all waiting on. I don't know if y'all waiting on to hear me preach. I don't know what you waiting on, but the King is here, and it's not me. Jehovah Jireh is here. Jehovah Shalom is here. Jehovah Shabbat is here. The King is here. Somebody ought to give me praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So, this is 13 years. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, Pastor King. When I come for an anniversary, I always look up the biblical reference to the number. And I don't know if y'all even paid attention up here, but because I said, show me the biblical reference. And I looked at it and I gave it back to him. I said, I ain't using that. Because the number 13 means rebellion. I said, ain't no way I'm going to use that. They're going to throw me out the church. But it's not the fact. See, stop the music. I said rebellion. But it ain't the fact that you are rebellious. It's just that during these 13 years, I guarantee there was some folk in here that didn't always do what was told. Oh, come on. I've been pastoring 7 years. I know. But now those rebellious people. Somebody. See, God just confirmed those rebellious people who wouldn't listen. Had to beg to do stuff. They said they gone. Good. Because God don't operate in confusion. So now that the confusion is gone. I'm sorry. Let me just speak. Now that the confusion is gone. The rebellion is gone. You can grow. I just believe, Pastor King, that there is going to be a remnant of folk that God is going to send you to and send this ministry to that can reach folk that First Baptist haven't reached in years. I believe there's some folk that First Baptist Church is about to touch. Some young people that you all are about to touch. That 5 years ago, you couldn't be relevant. 10 years ago, you wouldn't have talked to them. But now that rebellion is gone. Oh my God, I'm going to go ahead on and preach because and if there's any remnant and residue of rebellion that's still here, I challenge you in the name of Jesus Christ to let that spirit die with last year. Because the hardest thing in the world is to work with rebellious people. I'm in school right now. I'm getting my master's in theology. And our first lesson is spiritual leadership. And one of the courses is how to deal with difficult people. I can't wait to get to that part. But when you are a pastor and you could look out among the congregation and ask people for help, and you don't have to deal with difficult spirits, that's a very encouraging thing. When the pastor don't have to be so stressed that he can't even treat his family right. And we don't respond right. See, some of y'all, this is just a church. To the pastor, it's his mission. And when his mission ain't flowing right, sometimes it affects the whole house. Am I lying? You know, am I lying? I'm telling you, I ain't lying. I know I ain't lying. And you don't feel it, but they do. So if you could do me a favor, just to make me feel good, just give a shout out to the First Family. Come on. He don't pastor by himself. Thank God for Pastor King, his beautiful wife, Lady King, beautiful children, always such great students, great kids. I remember them at Princeton. They were not without flaws, but they were good kids. And I'm thankful to have met them and to be a part of their lives. But I do want to solicit your prayers for your first lady. I'm sorry, for your lady. I don't know, they call her first lady, leg lady, I'm not sure. But for Lady King, I'm soliciting your prayers. Why? It ain't nothing we talked about, I promised you. I promise you. But I know the burden she carries. She the one have to wipe his eyes when he cry. She the one got to encourage him when she is not encouraged. She the one got to tell him, go on ahead, babe, preach, go ahead. When she feel like crawling underneath the covers and staying home. I'm being real, y'all. Can I be real? I feel like I'm among family. This is my, I call him brother, but really this is my big uncle for real. So don't just lift up the arms of the pastor, because you're only hurting yourself when you do that. But lift up his wife, because she is his glory. Ah, Lord. And when the glory is positioned right, when the glory is positioned right, the man is happy. Come on, brothers, I wish I had a real man in here. You know when the lady is on point. You on point. Come on, keep it right. Man, so just do me a favor. Pray for your first lady. Pray for her. Check on her. Go see about her. Sometimes make her dinner. Sometimes make her a lunch. Sometimes buy her a car. Okay. I'm here to encourage them and then y'all. Because if the head is strengthened, the body is strong. Man. And so we thank God for this wonderful, wonderful congregation. I'm thankful to be here. There are only a few people, a few, that I will leave my church for on a Sunday morning. And Bishop King, Pastor King, I'm sorry, Pastor King. Pastor King is one of them. And as soon as he talked to me about it, I told my assistant, schedule it. And we ain't got to ask nobody nothing. Because that's my big uncle. And I'm coming to encourage him. Let's give God praise for that choir. Beautiful choir. Beautiful choir. It's good to see some young people. Amen. It's good to see some of the young people from Princeton I know. Go Vikes. Amen. Don't act like that because you're in college now. It's good to see everybody here. I am so glad to be here. Now, I'm going to tell you something about me. They say that if you say amen to the preacher while he's preaching, that'll help him preach faster. So if y'all say amen to me, I get up. We can get up out of here and go eat. Amen. Amen. No, you gotta wait till I start. I give honor to all the ministers and elders and the associate ministers and the deacons, everyone that has a hand in helping run this church, making it easier for the leaders, I salute you. I honor my wife. She will be here shortly. She actually is doing a Know Your Worth conference. And our service started at 10 o'clock. And so she's probably on her way by now, because she don't speak long. She say it and she sit down. And that's what I'm gonna do today. So I'm trying to stall. No, I just... Because I don't know about you, but there's something when your lady come in and you're preaching or you're doing anything, it kind of gives you like a burst of energy. Because y'all looking at me all mad. So she gonna smile when she come in. Get your Bibles, if you would. I wanted to sing a little bit of...
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If this word inspired you, please consider sharing it. We ask that you do not alter the content without permission. We invite you to firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Inquiries can be submitted at info@firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Our mailing address is 6210 Betts Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45224. Or you can call our offices at 513-681-1011. First Baptist Church, West College Hill, reaching the world without sacrificing the message. First Baptist Church, West College Hill, reaching the world without sacrificing the message.